Start on a new series, and we're going to start on marriage, and you got to bear with me. When I say bear with me, we're not going to deal with relationship in this message. We got to start from the beginning. And we don't know how long we'll be on it. You know I don't know, and you don't know either. But let God have it. And when you deal around with marriage, some folk get mad like everything else. And some be glad. So our job to accept what the Word said. What the Word said. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Genesis. Genesis 1, 2, and 3. And then we're going to jump to 25, if you will. But right now, chapter 1, 2, and 3. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. I'm starting now to let you know he started everything. The 25th verse said, "And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cows after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowls of the air, and over the cows, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. In his own image. In his own image. In the image of God created he them, male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subduce it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." One more verse of scripture. Genesis 2, beginning at the 18th verse. You know I'm not in a hurry. It's taking my time now, okay? I want you to get this stuff. The 18th verse said, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him and help meet for him. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them." Adam named every animal. "And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cows and to the fowls of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. And the Lord God called for deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. We don't know how long he slept, but he said he slept. He took one of his ribs. Everybody said ribs. He took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bones of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Y'all came out of us. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they was both naked, and man and his wife was not ashamed. Our thought, we've got a twofold thought. Our thought, what has happened to marriage? What have happened to marriage? And what have happened to the Christian marriage? Two kind of marriage. What have happened to marriage and what have happened to the Christian marriage? What have happened to marriage? Number one, the world is trying to corrupt and destroy the holy marriage. That's number one. They try to corrupt and destroy God holy marriage. They want to take out the holy part and just be a marriage. What happened now to the Christian marriage? We are, when I say we, I'm a Christian. You're a Christian. We are fighting for authority. Fighting for power. Fighting for control in the home. That's what happened to the Christian marriage. What God said about Mary, the Christian family. Well, we got to go to his book to find out everything. And when we go to his book and see what he has to say, everybody else be quiet. That's what it's supposed to be. And my brothers and sisters, did God make a mistake? Did God knew what he was doing when he put Adam and Eve together? And told them to be fruitful and multiply the earth. Was he out of his mind? Was God crazy? Well, why? Oh, have mercy. Won't we obey what he done said about marriage? That's his holy name. The book have the information of what and how everything got started. In New Bethlehem, I want you to always remember this. Say, remember. God's word is the church guideline for marriage. I'm going to say it again. This God word, this the guideline for God marriage. I don't care who else writing books. This the guideline. I don't care what nobody else said or saying. This the guideline. The Holy Bible. A book been set apart. This the book of all books. The Holy Bible. It is God who set his own standard for his holy and godly marriage. It was God who instituted marriage. It was not man. It was not Satan. It was God himself. Adam didn't ask for no wife. God gave him a wife. God done this. Marriage is the foundation for a home and a family. A husband and wife become one flesh. This suggests that God's idea for a man to be the husband of six wives. Oh, one wife. One wife. If he wanted to have six, he would have made six Eves. The husband of a wife. A husband and wife. They become one flesh. So we've got to go to the Bible. Lord Almighty. And see what God said about his marriage. Mercedes-Benz, Cadillac, they got factories. They have their own way of making their own car. You don't take Cadillacs to a Ford dealer. You don't take a Ford to take it to a Cadillac dealer. Because they won't set the pattern. If anybody knows where a screw ought to be, it ought to be the one that made it. So if God put marriage together, why we all go with it? Oh, boy. Why won't we accept it?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Why? I love the word. Really, do you love the word? The problem with man, we will not obey God's word. Say amen. Ain't nothing wrong with marriage. Something wrong with man. Bless his holy name. And since we don't start in marriage, let us go to Genesis. And let us see how everything had its beginning. I thought about that. It'd be the best because we don't know the beginning of nothing. We fix things like we want them. But when you know the beginning of everything, so God is the origin of marriage, so God got it all fixed, and he got it laid out plain where a fool won't err. When you get it from the beginning, you'll see who put it together. And if anybody got something to say, it ought to be God. It not ought to be us, it ought to be God. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, everything and everybody had a beginning but God. Lord Almighty. It was him who began everything. But God had no beginning and no ending. And God had fixed it that nobody or nothing can live on his own power in this earth. God is the boss of everything. Say, he the boss of everything. God Almighty. Who gonna argue with God? Who big enough to stick their chest out and argue with God? Bless his holy name. So, we will have to go back to his book, the Holy Bible, set-aside book, and see and hear what he said about marriage, the book of books. And my brothers and sisters, it was God and only God who brought marriage about. Only God. Notice now, not Satan. No man. Watch this now. Watch this. Watch this. Now, when God put something together, Satan wanted to destroy it. Always remember that. God brought the church on. He wanted to destroy the church, but it's on a rock. And everything God put together, the devil wanted to destroy it. Always remember that. He wants us to live the way man wants to live himself. But God got it already fixed in a pattern how he wants his people to live. Can I say his people? One who's been born again. For Reverend Walker. Didn't David had a lot of wives? Yes, he did. He didn't know what to do with them, had so many of them. Didn't Solomon have many wives? Yes. And they run them crazy almost.
Go ahead, Pastor.
They stole his heart. But when God, hallelujah, bless his holy name. But when God got ready to put his church together, he done a little rotating a little bit in it. You can't have all these wives in his church now. That's before the law. When God put man and woman together, he didn't tell them, you got to do this and got to do that. But in the New Testament, he told you how to handle it. In the Old Testament, he didn't tell Adam how to treat his wife. He didn't tell wife what to do. But he told him one thing. We'll get to that later on. But watch this now. But in the New Testament, if you want to know how to be a wife, pick this up. If you want to know how to be a husband, pick this up. If you want to know how to be an obedient child, pick this up. This the pattern right here.
All right. Amen.
And I know before you get to that, I went on and told you how many Solomon had. Over 1,000. I know you go home and get looking at it. He had the New Testament. We're under grace. Before you put all in your mind, I'm going to call him. Call me if you want to. I'm telling you before you call me. We living under grace. We are, Lord have mercy. We are the church of the living God. And the church is the light of the world. And we can't even stay together. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and my sisters, the Bible has the thing that we need. Satan always will try to mess you up. So we will have to go back to the books of books, the Holy Bible, and get things straightened out. And God will straighten them out. Now, Satan, watch this now. I'll get to that later on. I'll talk about it later. I got this somewhere else. Something come up, but I better wait on that. And my brothers and sisters, God didn't make man and gave him a wife and didn't tell him how to act. God is peaceful. God is orderly. He's an orderly God. God is not confused in having confusion in his marriage. What have happened to marriage? And my brother and sister, let us see what God has to say about man and woman, husband and wife, children and family. See what he got to say. First of all, on the tree of knowledge, it was good and evil. Both good and evil. Watch it now. You got to get it now. I ain't in no hurry, I told you. Good and evil. Ever since Adam messed up, it's been a contest of controlling good and evil. Each one wants to control the other one. That's still happening right now. It helped me start way back yonder. That's what I'm going to tell you, way back yonder, and see how all this mess started.
Yes, sir.
That's his holy name. So it was a tree was there of good and evil. Good, watch this now, good will last forever. Notice marriage was peaceful until man disobeyed God's word. I say it was peaceful. Don't tell you what happened. You know, well, they're not in there, but I'm telling you, but since evil was there then, see, Adam would treat that woman so nice.
All right.
Peaceful.
All right.
But when they messed up, he might have slapped her 3 or 4 times. I don't know, kicked her around. I don't know. Because evil was bad. Evil was bad. Evil, we don't know. All that's not in there, but evil wants to take over. Bless his holy name. So now, evil could not move. Everybody said move. Evil could not move until man disobeyed God's word. Let me break it down. Break it down. Evil on the tree. Good on the tree. Good gonna last throughout eternity. It was good when he first made man. But evil's on the tree too. Now evil couldn't move off that tree until man disobeyed God's word. Evil had to stay right there until man disobeyed God's word. So we the one caused what? Evil. When we disobey God's word. Evil want to jump off that tree so bad. Evil is the devil. Y'all know that, don't you? But he can't do but look at you. Long as you obey God's word. God Almighty. So just what happened? So now evil was there, but it can't move and didn't move until he disobeyed God's word. And they just like night and day. Evil and good, I said, just like night and day. They don't get along nowhere. Evil and good can't get along because one represents God, one represents the devil. And they don't go around the street hugging and talking to one another. So you got an evil here, and you got good here. And my brothers and sisters, man's problem didn't start with God until he disobeyed God's holy word. And as I speak, this is his problem today in the home and everywhere else. We will not obey God's word. That was his problem then. And that is his problem right now as I speak. Can I get a witness? Long as you obey God's word, the devil can't do but look at you. But when we don't obey God's word, we put ourselves in his hand. We put our own marriage in his hand. We put our own life in his hand. If you obey the devil, who do you think got you? The devil. If you obey. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we believe that God had Satan over this earth. The Bible says Satan, who was named one time Lucifer, the son of the morning. What happened, he left God. He got lifted up in pride over his beauty. He was pretty. And God done something. God kicked him out of heaven. Now, you had to go home and read that yourself. I ain't going through all that. That Ezekiel 28, 11 through the 19th verse. And you'll find out what happened, how Satan got closed up and messed up. All right? All right now. He was a created being by God. God created it. He was an angel named Lucifer. That was his holy name. He was perfect in all of his ways and the fullness of wisdom, perfection of beauty, which was his downfall. Which was his downfall. Now watch it now. I'm got to start here because down through the year, you're going to end up the same thing happening right now in marriages. Now Paul, get your Bible. Look at Isaiah for me. Isaiah 14, 12 through the 15th verse. Isaiah 14, 12 through the 15th verse. Bless his holy name. He got kicked out of heaven because he got lifted up in pride. Read, Paul.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?
God Almighty.
Son of the morning.
Yeah.
How art thou cut down to the ground?
How art thou?
Which this weaken the nations.
He done what? Weaken the nation. Getting cut, God cut it down. One of his top angels. God had him to be the representative on this earth. But something happened. Read on, Paul.
For thou hast said in thine heart.
Listen now.
I will ascend into heaven.
Yeah.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Lord Almighty.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation.
Yeah.
In the sides of the north.
That's where God's throne is, in the north. Well, the north is, that's his business. But that's, he won't take over. I want to take over your throne, God. I'm just as beautiful than you are.
Mm.
I want to take over your throne. He had a bunch of angels with him to go along with him. The devil, still the devil.
Amen.
Oh, boy. That same one we talked about right now in Genesis and Isaiah, he hadn't changed. He the same devil.
Oh, boy.
Read on, Paul.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Yeah.
I will be like the Most High.
I want to take over. I want to be like the Most High. I want to be like God. God had him over this earth. In the beginning, God created. We don't know when he created this earth. But he had Satan represent him on his earth. His name was Lucifer then. He had a bunch of angels with him. And he got to looking at his pretty self. And said, woo, I look just about like God almost. Now he wanted to take over.
All right.
Read on, Paul.
Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell.
God Almighty.
To the sides of the pit.
God said, I'm going to kick him out. That's where you're going to end up in the lake of fire. In a pit. Now watch this now. Watch what Jesus said when he walked this earth about Satan leaving him. Paul, get your Bible and look at Luke 10, 17 through the 20th verse. I just want you to follow me. Just take my, Just bear with me. I'm going to get to the point. Just read on.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name.
Listen to this. Let me explain that, Paul. Now, God sent the 70 out to go and preach the gospel. All right? Now, they came back excited. Oh, they came back excited. Talking about this, what God's name was doing. All this. They was excited about it. Quite naturally, they was excited. Even the devil is subject to your name. Read on, Paul.
And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven.
I beheld. That's what Jesus saying. Told his disciples, I saw Satan leaving the heaven. Boy, I mean cutting. Remember on. No. I believe he went so fast. He forgot how he got there. You know. Watch this now. Watch this. When it come in his heart, it take over the throne of God. God, he was down there that quick. I mean, he ain't got to get on no jet unless he was down there that quick. Read on, Paul.
Behold,
watch this now.
I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions.
Yeah.
And over all the power of the enemy.
Yeah.
And nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Yeah. Read on, Paul.
Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not.
Listen now.
That the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven.
What Jesus trying to tell his disciples? I know you're excited. Don't come with your chest poked out. Because in my name, you can use my name and the devil circle to you. Don't get lifted up in pride. See, when you get lifted up in pride, that means you brought up Satan. He said, I saw Satan because he got what? Lifted up in pride. And God kicked him out of heaven. And that's the one thing a man can do, get lifted up in pride. When somebody trying to lift you up in pride, that be the devil talking to you. It's not God talking to you. That means tell us to be humble. When you humble yourself, I can use you. But when you get lifted up in pride, God gonna cut you down. Just like Satan, wham! The devil, he'll pat you on the back. You better watch them pat on the backs.
All right.
Man, you know you can do this betting somebody else, all that kind of junk. Right. You better watch that kind of mess.
All right.
You ain't left so and so. You better watch that kind of mess.
All right.
He wants you to get lifted up. And God letting them know when you get lifted up, quick, you'll be just like saying, that's Satan mentality. He the one got lifted up and God kicked him out of him. That's what he told his disciples. You just be humble, be thankful that I can use somebody like you.
All right. All right,
Pastor. Nobody got no business sticking their chest out. It's only God give you the power. Only God give you the knowledge. God can take it when he feel like it. That means he letting the disciples know. He letting us know. So when anybody trying to get you lifted up in pride, you better watch that. That's the devil. Not God. God said when a man humble himself, I exalt them. But when he exalt himself, I bring him down. So he brought it and let us know that this thing belongs to the Lord and not to Satan and not to man. So Paul, thank you for that. And he lost his position. Satan lost his position. He lost his holy name. Listen, he lost his position. He lost his holy name. He lost his holy name, but he didn't lose his power.
Yes, sir.
He didn't lose his wisdom. He didn't lose his beauty. But his wisdom, he still got it. It just corrupted. everything he tell you is corrupted. If any kind of corrupted wisdom the devil got it, it comes from him. Let me break it down a little bit, because y'all know I want y'all to get this stuff, you know. See, now, watch this, corruption. Now, I got a lock. I'm putting a lock on him to keep him out. I got one, a big lock. I had a special made to keep him out. Somebody made that lock, had some wisdom. Ain't that right? Oh, now, I'm trying to use your love in man. The devil, give him no knowledge. The how to go in it. They unlock it. Corrupted knowledge. They got wisdom. But it corrupted. You go fix something for the Lord, the devil come and try to unfix it for you. That's where the devil works. God didn't take his wisdom, but it corrupted. Everything the devil tell you is got to kill you. Not to help you, but kill you. How can I know when the devil talking to me, Reverend Walker? See, do the Bible back it up what he's saying? If it's not in the Bible, what he's saying is not God talking, that's the devil talking. God back up everything he says. So you got to watch the devil. Bless his holy name. So God didn't take his wisdom. God didn't take his power. He still got power, but not all power. And not only, he still got it. He pretty. Can't get pretty. The devil's so pretty, he can't stand himself.
All right.
Can't stand his own self. He's so pretty. That's what got him lifted up. That's what really got him lifted up. Go on and read Isaiah. That's what got him lifted up. His beauty. Look what James said in the Bible. Watch us in church folk. He said, somebody come in church with all that appeal, looking good, and you know, looking all kind of sharp. Ain't kicking on nobody now. Look sharp all you want now. I'm just talking. I'm talking what the Bible said now, you know, all the appearance on, and that was James said, come in. He said, now the usher stop him. The usher bring him almost to the pulpit. Don't know him. Just cause he look good. Pastor, here, so and so. Oh, you're preaching. No, I thought he wasn't all because he looked good. You ain't thought nothing just because he looked good. He looked like he a big timer. You know, you, Boma. But now, here's about with some old raggedy overalls on. James said, you tell him, well, I won't go to the front. I'm a preacher. I won't go to the front. No, you sit right here. James said, to give him a little stool in the back. The devil pretty. The devil pretty. He can get handsome. He can get foxy.
Go ahead, Pastor.
He can transform himself. That's what the Bible said. He got power, but God got all power. So he is beautiful. Don't let pretty mess you up all the time. At least one of your things come out. When the best Christian in the world. I ain't got much. But just thought they look good. The devil look good. That's what got him messed up. Called himself looking good. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters. So he beautiful. All right. Now, he tries to hide his real identity. He is the deceiver. That's what messes up in the garden. I'm getting to my marriage now. I'm just bringing you all the way down. He a deceiver. He fooled Eve by looking like a snake. Looking like a serpent. Looking like a snake. That was a tale told. The preacher told us that. Watch what the preacher said. He identified himself. But he said one day the preacher came in the church. The devil came in the church looking like his real self. Looking like the red-haired devil. You know, we call him red-haired devil, you know. Came in the church, boy. When he came in the church, everybody went out but one man. Everybody got out of there but one man, Jack. Because they was afraid of him.
The devil looked at him. You must know who I am. You're not afraid of me? He said, no, I'm not afraid of you. I've been married to your sister 25 years. He hides his real identity sometimes. Always learn to hide his real identity. He looked good. Don't let that fool you. He looked good. But he is a snake. He is a deceiver. And my brothers and sisters, this earth became a chaos, confused and disorder, without form and void, because of what happened to that devil, to Eve. Come on, Paul. Paul, read Genesis 1, 1 and 2 for me again. Oh, the mind. Bless his holy name.
In the beginning,
yeah,
God created the heaven and the earth.
Yeah.
And the earth was without form,
yeah,
and void.
Yeah.
And darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
All right. That form. Formless. With no form. With no shape. In a sense. And inside void, nothing but water and darkness.
All right.
When he messed up, God fixed it where nothing in there but water and darkness on earth. No shape.
All right.
God had to come and do something. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Satan's present location and his angels are on earth right now at liberty. They're not in prison. There is a set of angels. They are down in darkness, but this set is not. They're everywhere, all over the world. Satan got a lot of angels, thousands and billions of angels himself that came with him. God Almighty. And watch this now. He at liberty right now. Paul, go to Job for me. 1 and 2. I'm going to take my time on this. When I get in married, I know you're going to shoot me, but I'm going to take my time right now. I'm going to stand still now, but I may fall later on. You may shoot me, but I'm going to stand right now. That reason I'm telling you about it, how I got started, where you won't shoot me. If I get ready in it, no, that ain't right. I'm going to start from the beginning. And if you shoot me, I'm going to tell God about it. When I get to heaven. Read, Paul. I told you, read something.
There was,
listen at this now,
a man in the land of Uz.
Yeah.
Whose name was Job.
Boy, boy, boy.
And that man was perfect and upright.
Yeah.
And one that feared God and eschewed evil.
Yeah.
And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters.
Yeah. Watch this now. He at liberty. He's still alive. That same Satan now, he at liberty. That means he go and come. He ain't got no position in heaven, but he still even can talk to God. God took his position. Not his power, not his wisdom, not his beauty. He's still at liberty. He can talk to God. You know if he can talk to God, you know he talked to us. The only way I know he's talking to me, I know it. Nothing to back him up, what he's saying. When you tell me to do wrong, you check the Bible. No, that's not God talking. That's the devil talking. That's how you tell by reading your Bible. I don't care how sound, how real it may seem, but if God said no, he said yes, it's the devil talking to you. That's when you be going to the book. Let the book straighten everything out. And if you argue with him, you argue with God then. Bless his holy name. Now, Paul, go to Matthew 12 for me. 24 through the 28th verse. I've got to work with him because he one got this world in a mess. Satan got this world in a mess.
But when the Pharisees heard it,
yeah,
they said, this fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils.
God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation.
God Almighty.
And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand.
Read on, Paul.
And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out?
Okay.
Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God,
hallelujah,
then the kingdom of God is come unto you.
All right. I want you to see that he have a kingdom. He has a kingdom. God has a kingdom. He has his kingdom. In the air somewhere. He got a kingdom in the air somewhere. The devil. He got angels come and go like he's telling them to go and come. He have demons. They possess peoples. Evil. I'm trying to get y'all to see why evil and good been fighting ever since. You don't got any family. That's what I'm walking up to. Fighting for what? Control.
All right.
In the Christian family. It started in the garden. That same devil is working right now as I speak.
Amen.
That's his holy name. And my brother and sister, Satan want men to think he owned this world. That's what he thinks. See, watch this now. Watch. If I put Paul over the world here, all right now, and I get rid of him, he still won't think, let the folk feel that he still owns it.
Yes, sir.
But I don't got rid of him.
That's right.
Y'all get my point now?
That's
see,
right.
So Satan want the folk, because he was over it one time. See, he took it from them and gave it to us.
All right.
Took it from Satan and gave it to us. Man! I'm going to make men dominion over this now. But watch the devil. Now watch the devil. How he fooled folk. He tried to fool Jesus. Now Paul, get your Bible and look at Matthew 4, 8 through the 11th verse. Oh, boy, boy. Bless his holy name.
Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceedingly high mountain.
Listen at him now. Listen.
And showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
Yeah.
And the glory of them. And said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me.
All these things. Listen now. To the high mountain and looked all over the earth. And said, now if you fall down and worship me, I give you all of the kingdom of the world. Kind of fool Jesus that he still on this earth. He runs this earth through man in a sense. We allow him to take over in a lot of ways. Because the church don't make no stand. But he wants men to think that he owned this earth. God gave the earth to us.
All right.
Took it from Satan and gave it to us. He thinks Jesus crazy. I give you all of this mine. All the kingdom of the world belongs to me. He lying. God owned this earth. God gave it to us. Guess what? We turn it back over to Satan. That means he's the God of this world.
Right.
He think he the God of the world. And Paul called him the God of the world because he run the White House and all the other houses. When ungodly laws come up, who you think bring them there? Devil bring them there. Ungodly law. Never even got to be politics. They come up all kind of ways. When politics hit God's church, the church don't move. The church make a stand. He thinks he owns it. He does not own this earth. The earth belongs to the Lord. Oh, come on. He gave it to us. He jived us out of it.
All right.
He fooled Eve. And Eve gave it to him, to her husband. And then hell broke loose. And hell been loose ever since then.
All right.
Oh. He wants us to be ignorant of his presence. Don't be ignorant of his presence. God Almighty. Paul, get your Bible. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 and the 4th verse. 2 Corinthians 4. I've got 3 more minutes, 4 more minutes. 2 Corinthians 4, 3 through the 4th verse.
But if our gospel be hid,
watch him now.
It is hid to them that are lost.
Lord Almighty.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not.
Mm-hmm.
Lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Don't you see that he's still here? If the gospel is hid, it's hid by those who are lost. Because of God of this world. See, he's here. His presence is still here. Look at Ephesians 2 and 2, Paul.
Wherein, in time past,
listen,
ye walk according to the course of this world.
Uh-huh.
According to the prince of the power of the air.
Yeah.
The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience.
We're not the children of disobedience. We don't supposed to. See, but now, the prince of this world is the devil. Jesus called him the prince of this world. He's still forever. He got everything in a mess. Now look at 1 Peter 5 and 8. 1 Peter 5 and 8.
Be sober.
Be sober.
Be vigilant.
Yeah.
Because your adversary, the devil,
yeah,
as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
He present. I'm trying to show you he present. He present. Everybody said, be sober. The devil's walking about in this earth, seeing who he can mess up, who he can destroy. Devour. He wants to destroy everybody.
Amen. You're right.
Be sober minded. Know the Bible. Don't get drunk on this world. Know the Bible. Know Jesus. Because the devil walk about every day, tearing up home, tearing up husband, tearing up wife, and won't let children obey God. Where do you think it comes from? The devil.
You're right.
Catalog number 1149.
And when they make ungodly laws in school, talking about I can't whoop my own child, where do you think that comes from? The devil.
All right. Go ahead. Ungodly law.
I can't whip my own child. The Bible right here says whipping.
All right. All right.
Say whip him. You ain't going to kill him. You'll keep his soul out of hell. That's what the Bible said. Stand and roar, you'll spoil a child. That's what the Bible said. But the devil come with something else with ungodly law.
You're right.
He's still here. One of the most saddest things in the world. I know a lot of abusing going on. Lord have mercy, make you sick on the stomach. But we got some decent folks who taking care of our children.
You're right.
That's what bothers me.
You're right.
And they're doing the best they can to take care of the child. And now I can't whip my own child.
Go ahead.
You know that's nothing but a lie from hell. Now I'm telling y'all like this now. Now don't y'all get no trouble because of me here. Now, you know, Reverend Walker told me, I'm talking about myself now. Reverend Walker, you talking to yourself? Yes. Now, I ain't gonna have no 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Long day in the house, I'm gonna be their boss. I don't care what the law said. When I said go, I want you to go. When I said come, I want you to come. And if you don't come, I'm going to get me a switch. And if that don't work, I'm going to hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more. Ain't no child going to run my house. I don't care who he is. That's the devil's job. Y'all don't know that's the devil's job. They don't really want that job. They don't really want him.
No, they don't.
I'm finna go now. I'm coming. I'm start. I know where I stopped off at. And I'm. If one come to me, he 12 years old, and come to me. Oh yeah, call the police on you. Call the police on me, you know. Police coming. And all these little tubes come with them, you know. And want to take your children, all that kind of stuff, you know. I said, I'm looking at you. Come here, Jimmy. Can I name him Jimmy? And Jimmy, he said, Jimmy, now, first thing, he said, you whipped me? I said, yeah, I whipped him. I sure did. You know, now, if you stay here, I'm going to whip him again. If it calls for a whipping,
all right.
You don't love that child hard as I love him.
All right.
Stop putting on.
All right.
Stop putting on. I'm not killing my child. I'm whipping him. Now, he doesn't tell lies on the pound. I tell you now, I'm going to ask him. He's 12. I said, now, why are you? It may come to this point. It may come to now, who you want to stay with? Me or go with them? Who you want to go? Be honest with them, man. Who you want to go to? You want to go with me, David, or go with them? What? I'm going with them. Hit the road, Jack. Hit the road. I mean that from the depths of my heart. They don't want them children. They know that the devil got children like that. They don't want them children. You know they don't want them. Just ungodly law. Can't whip my own child. You know something wrong with it. And the Bible says whip him.
Yes, sir.
I know how to whip my child. I love my child. I know how to whip him.
That's right.
It's the devil. He's still loose. Right now, tanned up home. Over hard-headed children. I'm not mean, children. I got a daughter sitting here right now. She can tell you I've never been mean to her. No, but just ungodly law. I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to go. I told y'all this woman, you're going to hear it again. Because it turned them home. Yeah, down I had all my little grands. Yeah, about six or seven of them. Down in the den. You know, they're a little hard-headed like, you know. And I got all of them. I said all of them. And just 10 of them. It was 5 and 6 and things like that. You know. I got on my knees looking dead in the eye like this. I said, y'all don't know me. God knows I'm not lying. I said, y'all don't know me. Ask your mama about me. no child going to run my house. I'm got to take care of him. He do what he want. No, you not. You want him, take him. If he want to go, let him go. Let us all stand. We're going to start here next Sunday. We're going to get into marriage. Bless his holy name. The Bible says a man confessed the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? You just got to believe the word of God. He come to seek and to save that which is lost. Will you be one? Somebody may want to come by preaching next to me by letter? Will there be one? Will there be one? Give your life to Christ. If you're lost, give your life to Christ. You're going to need it. I promise you, you're going to need it. In time like these. And the Bible talk about in these last days. What don't happen. I talked about that a long time. Will there be another? Going to give your life to Christ. Or come by Christian experience, you may come. By letter, you may come. Will there be another one? Bless his holy name. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He proved it when he died on the cross. I'll forgive you for, I don't care what you've done. He said, I'll forgive you. He loved you just that hard. I'll forgive you. I don't care what you've done. I will forgive you and take you in and put you in my kingdom. Because right now, if you're not in Jesus' kingdom, you're in the devil's kingdom. He have a kingdom. If you haven't been born again, you're in the devil kingdom. And don't even realize you're in the devil kingdom. Give your life to Christ while you have a chance. In these last and evil days. See, thank you. Bless his holy name. Just think about it. That's all. Just want you to think about it. You're going to need the Lord. Maybe doing fine now. Life going pretty good, but you never gave your life to Christ. You're going to get rough. If you never not, if no, don't get rough. The devil may keep you going fine, in a sense. All he wants you to die without Christ. That's all he wants. You to die without Christ. Read the secretary.